Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, you want some good feeling stories with that?
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Let me rock your world with this. You may not be aware. Hi-Lo, I Want to Go to Disneyland is coming back way earlier than we thought. Is it weird for anybody else that we will be playing Hi-Lo, I Want to Go to Disneyland while we're at Disneyland?
What?
So not this Monday, but next Monday. And by the way, if you're planning on taking a trip with your family and doing the long weekend thing to catch the Electric Light Parade and the fireworks and everything else coming back, we will be there again, not this Monday, but next Monday, and doing the show from there to promote. Along with that, Hi-Lo, I Want to Go to Disneyland is coming back. Here's what's really cool about this. We're going to try and speed this sucker up. And it literally, the game has not changed in the 20... Yeah, we started it right after I got here. So in the 23 years... I mean, I know I left for 2 years, but it's the game still happened. In the 23 years of that game, it's not changed one iota. It will change now. And the low number, Kayla, will be?
001.
That's still the same.
Yeah.
Get ready for this. Hang on, I'm going to turn music down. The high number that we will start with will be?
098. Yeah.
For years, literally for years, it's been 001985. Obviously. No, Hi-Lo, I Want to Go to Disneyland with the starting number 001 and 098 starts Monday. Oh my God, how is it not Friday already?
I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked about it. And it'll be really interesting to see how it all plays out. Because in my head, obviously, it seems like it'll be a lot faster. I'm really worried that it just won't be.
yeah, right? Like, in theory, like, it should go faster, but like, then you're like, oh.
Yeah, like, I worry that we're outsmarting ourselves. That we think we're so smart, but that we're really not. But it would seem like it'll work, and we'll all find out on Monday. So, good feeling stories of the day. In addition to that, a guy in Calgary named Jordan Solomon spent 2 years trying to track down his biological father. And then he found out it was a guy he used to work with.
Oh, wow.
What? Jordan used to be a mall security guard. His dad, Roger, managed one of the stores. They didn't really know. I mean, other than, you know, a head nod, how you doing, bro? You know, when they quote unquote worked together, you know, but they knew who each other was, which is weird. And they were right under each other's noses the entire time. Now they're back in touch, and Roger recently met his grandson for the very first time.
Oh, that's really so cool. That's cool.
An 11-year-old in the Philippines survived a landslide last Friday. You know how he did it? He wrote it out in an old refrigerator.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whether he surfed on top of it, you know, got inside of it, whatever. Yeah, well, I guess so. He did get inside of it. He rode out a landslide, by jumping into an old refrigerator. A cop found him 20 hours later on a riverbank. He's got a broken leg, but that's it. The very first thing he said was, I'm hungry.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
You know, because, again, empty refrigerator.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks.
Good thought process.
A guy in Indiana just got his wallet back 8 months after he lost it at a minor league baseball game. So at the end of last season, you know.
He lost his wallet.
And it never turned up. It never turned up. So they go all the way through the winter, go through, you know, whatever. And I assume the ballpark, you know, was pretty, it's pretty quiet. Think about Las Vegas ballpark. What happened when the aviator season wasn't going on? Not a whole lot.
Yeah, that's very true.
That Christmas thing that they did that I really want to be a part of.
Yeah.
And I really want them to donate more to Toy Drive. So an usher found this dude's wallet before the first game of the season, wedged in one of the seats. That's why nobody ever found it.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
God.
Like, you would think while they were going through cleaning up or whatever that you might see it. But no, it was wedged into the seat. And then an usher, I'm sure they were wiping down all the seats. The usher wiped down their section before that first game. And he's like, what's this? This guy's wallet. And the guy got it back.
That is incredible.
And then finally, there's this. A little kid near Minneapolis got lost last week. He was able to call 911. Why? Because some dude named Brian Davis, we got a P1 named Brian Davis. It's a different guy. I'm sure it's not the same guy. Because this Brian Davis lives in Andover, Minnesota, which is near Minneapolis. Just for fun, because he thought he was wacky and goofy, he decided to go ahead and install his very own working payphone on his front yard, on his front lawn.
Why? Wow.
That's the phone that the kid found. Now, here's the amazing part. And they don't say how old the kid is, other than it's just he's little. Modern day child knew how to use a payphone?
I am blown away by that. When kids like know how to use stuff that I'm like, I haven't seen this in 25 years, and you're like 12. How do you know how to use this? That's cool.
Is it that hard?
How do you
hard?
Know
that?
Well, I guess. For kids, you haven't seen those videos. You haven't seen, you who's on TikTok 7 hours a day, hasn't seen the video where they show kids, you know, like rotary phones.
Yeah, but a rotary phone and a payphone are very different.
I understand what you're saying. I understand, but there's, you know, even just like a regular like desk phone, people are like, what's this?
Yeah.
You know, it's
that's
like
very true. But,
yeah, and the idea also 911 free on a payphone.
I love that you didn't know that. I don't know why. I love that you didn't. Yeah, 911 is free.
Maddie, you didn't know that. Can you,
it makes sense.
I mean, can you imagine? You're like, oh, there's an emergency happening, but I don't have a quarter. What am I supposed to do?
What happened? Why didn't you just get help? I didn't have any money. It sucked. And then who was it, Caleb? Which one of you guys said that? Just to put a quarter on a string.
Maddie's suggestion, was tie a quarter on a string and leave it there.
And you know that quarter wouldn't last 10 minutes.
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't. Somebody would make the conscious choice, even if you put a note on it and said, if you steal this quarter, people will die. And honestly, somebody would take it just to watch the world burn. They would.
They're terrible.
And that's the moral of your good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.